The Press Democrat employees were given the news at a meeting yesterday. One major donor reversed its pledge of $500,000 after reviewing the organization's finances, saying SAY then declined to accept the remaining $600,000 pledged by six others. It is unclear right now what will happen to the 63-bed Dream Center on Summerfield Road. A drunk driver was convicted of his fifth DUI, but over the objections of prosecutors, a judge declined to sentence him to prison on Monday. Sonoma County Superior Court Judge Dana Simmons overruled prosecutors' objections and instead sentenced Juan Garcia Vigil to probation. The judge also ordered Vigil to enroll in a substance abuse treatment program. At his most recent DUI arrest on June 2nd, his blood alcohol level was 0.33, or four times the legal limit. Santa Rosa police continue their search for a Ukiah man who is suspected in the shooting death of another man on Barham Avenue in Santa Rosa last week. 21-year-old Nathan Little Bear Hoagland should be considered armed and dangerous. He's described as 5 feet 9 inches tall with brown hair and brown eyes and weighs about 160 pounds. Anyone who sees him should contact the Santa Rosa Police Department. A 24-year-old man stole a Tesla from a home on Carr Avenue in Santa Rosa and was eventually apprehended after he crashed the car on Fulton Road just south of River Road early Sunday morning. Santa Rosa police attempted multiple times to pull over Jordan McCutcheon, but he continued to evade them, reaching speeds over 100 miles an hour before losing control and crashing. He was slightly injured in the wreck and is being held in jail in lieu of bail. Southern California Edison will pay $80 million to settle claims on behalf of the U.S. Forest Service connected to a massive wildfire that destroyed more than 1,000 homes and other structures in 2017. The utility agreed to settle on Friday without admitting fault in connection with the Thomas Fire, which burned 439 square miles in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. President Biden says Israel would be willing to pause its war on Hamas in Gaza during the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release some of the hostages held by the militants. Here is the president.
Close, not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
However, Israeli officials said Biden's comments came as a surprise and were not made in coordination with the country's leadership. In fact, a Hamas official said the group would not soften its demands. A proof copy of the first Harry Potter novel that was bought for pennies at a secondhand bookshop almost 30 years ago has now sold at auction for $13,900. The first edition copy of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, which states uncorrected proof copy on the cover, was bought in 1997 from a shop in South London with two other books for a grand total of 50 cents. It's time for another check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. And good news, still have no stalls, accidents, or delays. Roadways are moving just fine. Our KZST News Time is now 6:34.
The 2024 presidential primary election is almost here, and the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters has made it easier and more convenient for you to vote. The Voters' Choice Act gives you more flexibility in choosing how, when, and where to cast your ballot. All active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Fill it out and drop it in the mail, or place it in an official ballot drop box located throughout Sonoma County. If you prefer to vote in person, vote centers will be open starting Saturday, February 24th through Election Day, Tuesday, March 5th. All vote centers will have language assistance and accessible voting devices. Find official ballot drop box locations, vote center locations, and hours of operation in your voter information guide and on the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters website. Visit SoCoVotes.com. SoCoVotes.com. With more days and more ways to vote, you choose what works best for you.
First 5 Sonoma County promotes the healthy development of all Sonoma County children from the prenatal stage through age 5. Approximately 60% of young children in our community live in households where they are learning two languages at the same time. While some may think this can be confusing for young learners, it actually promotes optimal child development. Sharing your home language can help children be proud of their culture, making them confident at home and school for higher self-esteem. Raising your children to be bilingual helps with brain development, increased memory, flexibility, and focus. Dual language learning improves a child's long-term social, emotional, and academic health. Strong home language skills combined with English language skills will help set them up for success in school and life. So encourage your children, your grandchildren, and your family to speak in their home language. Talk, read, sing with the children in your life in all languages. It changes everything. To learn more, visit first5sonomacounty.org.
Download the free Upside app and earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon off your first fill-up. In sports, the Warriors are at the Washington Wizards this afternoon, and a case of old hockey cards possibly containing Wayne Gretzky's rookie cards has fetched more than $3.7 million at auction. Heritage Auctions says the winning bidder bought the case of 16 sealed boxes of OPG's 1979 hockey card collection, amounting to more than 10,000 cards. The auctioneer says the case could include 25 or more highly coveted Wayne Gretzky rookie cards. Your forecast, we officially have a frost advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. Later on, mostly sunny and mild with low to mid-60s. Tonight, pretty clear and cool once again. Most of us dipping down to the 30s with some patchy frost once again possible. Otherwise, tomorrow afternoon, sunny with low to mid-60s. It does look like rain comes back on Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Al Pacino, Michelle Pfeiffer, and Sam Rockwell will present trophies at the Academy Awards, along with Zendaya, Lupita Nyong'o, Nicolas Cage, Matthew McConaughey, Jessica Lange, and Mahershala Ali will also present. And of course, so will the winners of last year's big awards, which, if you remember, were Brendan Fraser, Michelle Yeoh, Ke-Huy Quan, and Jamie Lee Curtis. The Oscars are March 10th in Los Angeles. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
KZST.
100.1 KZST. It is 641, 42 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, we will do another random act of kindness. I will ask for a volunteer to help me out. That's at 8:10 this morning. A fun random act this morning. I'm not going to give you any more information. Also, more about our local leap year birthday celebration with Costco on the go. If you are a leap year baby or know someone who is, let them know about this. We're celebrating you on Thursday, February 29th. This Thursday, more details to come. Plus, I will be talking to John Stout later today, the manager at the Sonoma County Airport. He is going to fill us in on all the latest exciting news surrounding our airport, including new destinations just added for your summer vacations, possibly. That's coming up at 8:40. All that and more right here on KZST.
Believer. your spirit to a dove, oh, ooh, your spirit up above, oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my rain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings, they would drown, but they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke open and rained down, it rained down like... flames, you're the face of the future, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, the blood in my veins, oh, ooh, but they never did, ever lived, ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down, like...
KZST. It is 648, 42 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams. Sunny skies on the way. Temperatures in the low 60s. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Dr. John Buzza. You know, I was the first to bring sedation dentistry to Sonoma County. What you may not know is that I'm one of the very few dentists that provide conscious IV sedation dentistry in the North Bay. What that means, before I start working on your teeth, I put you into a nice, comfortable slumber. There's no pain, but you can still give me feedback on how you're feeling. And when the procedure's over, you have no memory of what happened. You just took a long nap. It's a game changer for people who are fearful of dental care. Just imagine, miraculously, having the smile you've always wanted without the fear of dental pain. You won't feel a thing. If you or somebody you know would like to learn more about IV sedation dentistry, give my awesome team a call. They'll set up an appointment with me, and you can learn about what our patients are saying. You can find us and make an appointment at SantaRosaDentist.com. That's SantaRosaDentist.com.
United Way of the Wine Country is once again offering a safe and easy way to file your 2023 tax returns for free. If your combined household income in 2023 was around $79,000, you may be eligible to meet with a United Way tax pro to file your tax returns for free, or arrange to drop off your tax documents at one of our secure tax sites and let our skilled pros do the rest. Schedule your appointment by dialing 211. Let United Way pros prepare and file your federal and state tax returns for free to get your best tax refund possible. Extra credits like the California Earned Income Tax Credit and Young Child Tax Credit add even more dollars to your refund if you qualify. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to file. United Way offers free ITIN tax filing assistance as well. Dial 211 to speak with an operator or go to UnitedWayWineCountry.org for more details. Working together, we are united for good.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician Jeff showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free, two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
Treat you right for home services.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and up next, the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of information, a mix of local tidbits that may affect your life in some way. First of all, the 135-year-old Eiffel Tower has reopened to visitors after a six-day closure due to striking workers pushing for salary increases and better maintenance for the historic landmark. They got their way to the tune of $410 million for renovation work. So Sonoma County travelers headed to Paris. The Eiffel Tower is now open again. Next, local electric vehicle owners, are you ready for an 800-volt jolt? A new faster-charging EV is in the works, said to cut charging time in half. Most electric vehicles are 400 volt and take about 20 minutes to charge. An 800 volt EV can do the same job in 10 minutes. Seven of the 10 largest automakers have announced they will introduce the 800 volt vehicles to the mass market over the next few years. And wrapping up the Mishmash Minute, some inside scoop on Guy Fieri's son's wedding. The local celebrity chef recently spilled to People magazine, confirming the wedding will be held at the family ranch, where he described as a big pond and island with a willow tree and a bridge where Hunter's fiancée, Tara, will walk across. The wedding is expected sometime in 2025. While Hunter did ask Daddy Guy to be the officiant, he declined. But brother Ryder will be the best man.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes. I only got one thing on my mind. You got me stuck on the thought of you. You're making me feel brand new. You're more than a sunshine in my eyes. You got those pretty eyes in your head. You know it. You got me dancing in my bed, so let me show it. Exactly what I want, kinda cool and kinda not. Wanna give myself to you, yeah. We're driving down the freeway at night. I only got one thing in the back of my mind. I'm feeling like this might be my time to shine with you, with you, with you. I got my head out this sunroof. I'm blasting our favorite tunes.
Sonoma County, it's not just a place, it's a lifestyle.
The soundtrack for Sonoma County is
KZST.
You can be amazing, you can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love. Settle me through skin, kept on the inside.
Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, February 27th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:58. I'm Brent Helen. Mostly clear and a little cool to start your day. Currently sitting at 41 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. As we first reported earlier this month, right here on KZST, barriers preventing drivers from turning onto Lakeville Highway in Petaluma are now finally in place. Drivers wishing to turn west onto Lakeville from Pineview Way near Kaiser Permanente or from the South McDowell Extension are now detoured to Cater Lane or South McDowell Boulevard, where both intersections have traffic signals. After several deadly crashes, pressure was put on Caltrans to come up with an improvement for better driver safety. We are getting more information this morning about a rescue of three people on the Russian River Sunday. The woman in the water has been identified as 38-year-old Lacey Lee Mosher, who apparently became combative and attacked the two sheriff's deputies who entered the water to try and save her, leading to them needing to be rescued. Once out of the water, she was arrested on suspicion of threatening police, battery, and being under the influence of drugs, and is also accused of burglary on an unrelated matter. Both deputies struggled to stay above the waterline. They were treated and released at the scene. We are learning of the February 18th death of 55-year-old Lori Kennedy. She suffered smoke inhalation during a fire at her home on Ashton Avenue in Santa Rosa back on February 10th. Her daughter, son-in-law, and one of her three cats also survived the fire,